Okie doke, thank you very much. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. And we are 3 weeks or so away from Big Iron. It's going to be a good time in 3 weeks. We're going to be right smack dab in the middle of the three-day run of Big Iron. The marketing and sponsorship coordinator for the Red River Valley Fair Association, Breanne Lensmeyer, joins us now. Hello, Breanne.
Hello, Mick. How are you?
Pretty darn good. And how about you?
I'm doing well. I am looking out right now at the fairgrounds. First thinking about tomorrow's Fair Food Thursday, our last one of the day. And then I'm imagining all of the people and all of the exhibitors set up, like you said, in the smack dab of the middle of Big Iron in 3 weeks.
It's good. You know, I miss you. I haven't met...
I miss you too, Mick.
Yes, I haven't met Corey yet. I'm looking forward to meeting him. But I miss the farmers who come by the Legacy Seeds booth. And, maybe we won't shake as many hands this year, but doggone, we're going to slap some backs and just have a good time.
Yes, absolutely. We miss the farmers as well. We are very much looking forward to welcoming them back out to the fairgrounds out here in West Fargo for the 40th anniversary of the Big Iron Farm Show, September 15th through the 17th. So we're excited to see everyone, you as well, and we're excited to embrace the Big Iron Farm Show in this world that we're living in right now.
For sure, and all the more reason to have it. But, I mean, it's the 40th anniversary, so it's like it had to happen, right?
It did. We know 40 is a big number. And we're excited about that. A lot has changed in 40 years with the Big Iron Farm Show. One of the major things is that it moved from Castleton to West Fargo. So that's one of the very significant changes. Technology has changed, the way farming has evolved, and the impact that it has, and everything that goes along with that. And we're excited to showcase where we were 40 years ago with the Big Iron Farm Show to today with the farm show and where it's going to go in the next 40 years.
Yeah, and the one thing that hasn't changed over the 40 years is that every year people come to Big Iron to either start the discussion on seed, fertilizer, equipment, the latest, as you mentioned, technology, all of the good things. But generally, it's a social event as much as a business event for an industry that has been deemed essential.
Yes, it has. And that is one thing. It is great to see people interacting and, maybe sometimes this is the opportunity that they see each other every year and they reconnect and they talk about how things went and what they're planning for the upcoming year. So, of course, that'll look a little different this year, but we're excited to welcome everyone out to the fairgrounds September 15th through the 17th.
I guess as far as the differences, what are the most important things people will notice and what's the most important thing you want them to remember?
Yes, so one of the major things is that we have moved the food court to the west end of the fairgrounds. So tomorrow, if you come out for Fair Food Thursday, which is our last one of the year from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., it's in the middle of the fairgrounds where it normally has been, where the food court has been in front of the Showlander Pavilion. But when you come for Big Iron in less than 3 weeks, it's going to be back by the barns, and it'll be on the west end, and it'll be spaced out. So vendors will be back there, and that's where you'll be able to get all your delicious food.
All righty. Just, north of the barns, south of the go-kart track, but west side of the fairgrounds there. It should be
that's
real easy.
That's correct, Mick. Yep, that's correct, yes. So that is a big change that we've had that we're putting in place for this year.
Okay. Pancakes in the morning, is that going to happen?
No pancakes this year. The pancake breakfast, we're not having that this year, given everything, the recommendations of the health department to limit the interactions and to limit the opportunities that would probably be high carriers for germs. And it's hard to wear a mask when you're eating those delicious pancakes from the Pancake Man. So for the 40th, we will not have that, but we will have other vendors, and Sandy's Donuts will be out here with donuts in the morning, so you can purchase a donut from them. and start your morning off the right way.
You know, over the 25 years that I've been going to Big Iron Broadcasting Live, either TV in the morning or radio in the all day, I've only been able to do the pancakes once. So it's been busy for me, but I only have one comment on no pancakes this year.
I know. We know it's a crowd pleaser. We know it's always a great turnout, and it's really fun to see people come and the buses drop students off, you know, those Tuesday and Wednesday mornings. But for the health and safety of everyone, it was something that was recommended to us, and so we're following that recommendation, and we look forward to seeing more things are after 2021.
Yep, the governor calls it the smart restart, the, you know, just North Dakota smart. So you did the smart thing.
Exactly.
Hey, yeah, and the price, of course, of admission is free, parking is free, and all that good stuff. Big Iron is a great event, September 15th, 16th, and 17th. Only 30 seconds to go. You got fair food tomorrow, but how about the concert Friday night?
Actually, Saturday night.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So we're having Metallica for a driving concert on Saturday. You can get your tickets on Ticketmaster.com. The gates open at 4:30. The show starts at 8. The opener is 3 days grace. The weather looks beautiful for Saturday. So come on out to the fairgrounds and enjoy a driving concert.
Alrighty. Lots of things happening out at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds in West Fargo. Breanne, thank you very much. We'll see you later.
Sounds good, Mick. Thanks so much.
You are welcome.